With only a few weeks to go until the new school year begins, about half of Alaska school districts are still looking for over 200 teachers and special educators to hire. KTO's Quentin Chandler reports a national teacher shortage is hurting the search.
Close your eyes and just imagine you're fresh out of school, broke, and you're hunting for your first teaching job. Suddenly, you're in demand. A school district offers you a job paying $70,000 a year. Then you meet Joshua Gill from the Lower Kuskokwim School District in rural Alaska, and he offers you a job paying $52,000 a year. Which do you pick?
For a kid coming out of school, that's an $18,000 difference.
Gill is in charge of hiring people for his district. $70,000 a year for a new teacher may be a jaw-dropper, but Gill says that actually happened when he was recruiting in the Lower 48 this spring. School districts offering more money got to take their pick.
And then you've got to convince somebody to come to Bush, Alaska, where we have some teacher housing that doesn't have running water. They have honey buckets, gray water systems, and trying to convince them to go live in a village thousands of miles away from their families.
But recruiting is just part of Alaska's challenge. Tony McFadden says the bigger problem is there are fewer teachers.
Nationwide, our country is facing a severe teacher shortage.
McFadden is with Alaska Teacher Placement. They connect teachers with Alaska school districts. That partly means holding job fairs. Their biggest one of the year drew between 200 and 250 people.
And that has been a steady decline. People remember from the 80s when there were over 1,000 teachers looking for jobs in Alaska.
She says Alaska school districts hire about 800 teachers from out of state each year. Close to 200 more come from inside the state.
Fewer people are going into teaching as a career. About 50% of the teachers leave teaching as a career during the first 3 to 5 years, even to the point that some of our colleges are cutting back on teaching classes.
Alaska Teacher Placement counted 155 open teaching positions and 90 special education positions across the state at the beginning of August.
We're looking at weeks before school starts, and we have 90 elementary teacher positions that we need.
McFadden says about half of the state's school districts still need teachers. She says that's similar to last year.
And so we'll have substitutes in classrooms getting the year started with children when it's so important to have their teacher there establishing routines and getting learning started.
Another piece of the problem is teacher turnover. Just ask Dana DeFeo, a researcher with the Center for Alaska Education Policy Research.
So we recently calculated the per teacher cost of turnover, but we calculated that it is about $20,400 every time a teacher turns over.
That money comes from things like recruitment costs, hiring, training, and teacher productivity. DeFeo says between 2013 and 2014, out of the 1,095 teachers who left jobs in their districts, almost 90% stopped teaching in Alaska. She says 80% of teachers who leave rural Alaska leave the state education system. She doesn't have more recent numbers, but says that was a steady trend for 5 years. Todd Hess heads up human resources for Anchorage School District, and he says he knows teachers who said they were leaving the state because of uncertainty over Alaska's education funding. Earlier this summer, the Anchorage School District sent layoff notices to about 200 teachers while they waited for the legislature to pass an operating budget and decide how much money Alaska schools would have for this school year. When legislators passed the budget days before the start of the new fiscal year, the district canceled the layoff notices, but not before stressing out a lot of educators. Meanwhile, in the Lower 48, DeFeo says there's a strong economy, growing teacher salaries, and a short supply of teachers, making a perfect storm for teacher recruitment in Alaska. And you know, I'm Quentin Chandler.